And every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, them will the Lord bring upon you until you be destroyed. This is if you don't obey Him. So where do you think sickness and disease comes from? From God. Why does He send it to us? Because of sin. Now then, as His children, 1 John 1:9. Let's go there. 1 John 1:9, I want to show you under the new covenant what God, how merciful He is and what He'll do under this new covenant. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from how much unrighteousness? Ooh, is that good news? So you've been a wicked critter. You've not walked in obedience to His word. If you confess, since the blood of Jesus is on the scene, since Jesus died on the cross for you today, when you repent of your sin, how much sin does He forgive? Is that good news?
Yes.
That's good. Then what does He expect you to do after you repent of your sin? Leave here and sin again?
No.
That's absolutely right. He expects you to go and sin no more. Now then, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And then we want to go to 1 Peter 2:21 through 24. And I want to show you where He expects you to live. And if you will live there, you can walk in divine health. 1 Peter 2:21. For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow His steps. And then He says, since you probably won't know what my steps was, I will lay them out for you. This is the first step you're supposed to follow. Who did? How much sin? So how much are you supposed to have?
None.
Woo. That's pretty tough, isn't it? Then He says, neither was there guile found in His mouth. That means you're going to have to control that tongue, right? When your wife does something you don't like, guys, you've got to be careful what you say. When your husband does something you don't like, you've got to be careful how you answer. No guile, no deceit. Who, when He was reviled, He didn't even revile again. When He suffered, He didn't even threaten them. But He committed Himself to Him that judges righteously. Who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness. So as the body of Christ, we should live unto righteousness. Is that right?
Yes.
And then if we do all that, look what He said. By whose stripes you were healed. Don't you like that?
Amen.
So see, when you meet all the criteria, He says, then by my stripes you were healed. So you don't have to stay sick no more. As long as you walk in obedience to His word, you can walk in divine health. But you say, but I can't walk without sin. Then you're going to walk sick. God is going to be merciful to you for a little while, but then you're going to be sick. You're just like that 36-year-old boy I told you about a while ago. I wonder how many times that boy had sinned in those 36 years. Probably most of it. I mean, he lived there in violence, drugs, sex, foul talk, everything. The guy said he was, you know, he was a wicked guy. But he was a 36-year-old man working at a shop for a living. But he had a foul mouth. And he'd done everything wrong. God was merciful to him for 36 years, and then He killed him. He said, that's it. He's not going to repent. I've sent all kinds of people to try to talk to him. And, of course, the reason a lot of these young men go wrong like this is because men and women like you and me don't confront them head on with sin. Because the minute we start to say, you know, you need to stop doing that, the devil says, but you know you're doing that. Who do you think you are? You can't talk to them. Yeah, you can. You can repent of your sins and stop that stuff. I mean, if you walk holy. Dave and I was down at the airport here a while back, and it was a young man brought an airplane. We were working on ours, and there was a guy brought an airplane in to have the propeller worked on. And when I walked over, I looked at him, and up on his temple, he had a great big old thing right here. I said, what is that thing? He always said, Thurman, that's just a cancer. But he said, I got an appointment Thursday to take it off. I said, are you a born-again Christian? Oh, yeah. I said, do you love Jesus? Oh, yeah. He said, I always work in the ministry, church, and everything else. I said, well, your wife here, that woman with you, that's your wife? Oh, yeah. I said, ma'am, do you love Jesus with all your heart? Oh, absolutely. I said, you two sound like two obedient Christians that don't have a clue about the power of God. He said, what do you mean? I said, how would you like for Jesus to take that thing off instead of going in and get the doctor to take it off Thursday? He said, well, man, I'd love it. I reached up and laid my hand on that thing. I said, in the name of Jesus, I curse that cancer and I command that thing to fall off in Jesus' name. I said, guarantee the Lord will take care of it for you. They finished doing what they're doing on the airplane, went and got parked their airplane, got in their car, and didn't quite get off the airport till she called back and said, Thurman, my husband and I, we were driving along here, and I looked over at him, and that thing fell off of his head on the car, and he don't even have a scar on his head. Now, what kind of power? Isn't this awesome? What kind of power did God give you and me as obedient children over the devil? What do we not understand about that? All he said, to make it work, you got to walk in obedience. Is that what he said? Now, you reckon he meant that too?
Yes, I do.
Yes, he did. He meant every part of it. And so that's why we, as sons and daughters of God, have to obey the King. When we obey Him, just like this scripture here, Galatians 3:13. I got to show you Galatians 3:13 and 14. Look at Galatians 3:13 and 14. Now, all those curses we were reading about a while ago, look what Jesus did. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Ooh, is that good news? Ooh, redeemed us from the curse of the law. But see, just a few months ago, there was a little 3-year-old girl from Midland came here with her mother and grandmother. And the little girl came to a healing school with her mother and grandmother. And she had an allergy to any kind of food, almost all kinds of food, but for sure nuts. She reached up, if you've been eating a peanut and she touches your hand, she'll break out and her throat starts swelling shut. The doctor said if she ate a peanut in 30 minutes without the proper medication, she would suffer and die. She came up for prayer. I told her, I said, honey, do you know that Christ has redeemed you from the curse of that law? I said, since you were born with this problem, you're under a generational curse of some kind, either from your mother or your grandmother or some of your parents or grandparents. And I said, Christ has already paid the price for that curse. I said, there was sin in their lives which opened the door to a devil, and that devil's come into your life, and if you eat anything that's nut, he will kill you. And I said, he has legal right to do it. But I said, Christ redeemed you. He paid the price for that that you couldn't pay. So it's already done. I said, he says that Christ redeemed you from the curse of the law because he was made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. Did you remember Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 through 14 a while ago? The blessings? That's what he's talking about. Those were the blessings that was given to Abraham. Did you like those blessings? I loved them. So he says that the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. We have to do this by faith. I said, now I guarantee you, little girl, I guarantee Mama and Grandmama, I will break the curse over this little girl in the name of Jesus, because you all tell me you're all Christians. I'm going to break the curse. I said, then you're going to leave here, and by faith, you're going to go eat any kind of nut you want to, and it's not going to create any problem in this little girl's body, because when I break the curse, the demons that are tormenting this little girl is going to leave in the name of Jesus. We did all that. They left, and they went from here to a place called Texas Roadhouse. You know what they serve at Texas Roadhouse?
Yeah, peanuts and chips.
They got peanuts everywhere. They're on the floor. And the mother, the grandmother says that Thurman, a couple of months later, they came back and gave their testimony. She said, as we're walking through that place, I'm saying, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I mean, did the Lord say that nothing will hurt us?
Amen.
I mean, did He say that?
Amen.
See, the grandmother's quoting the word. Now, it's kind of tough. This is the first peanut, and this little girl's going to walk in there in faith that the Word of God is true.
Yeah.
Hey, that's pretty safe ground, you know it? But most people can't go there. That little girl walked in, walked right across them peanuts, walked over and sat down and grabbed her a peanut, broke it open, and ate that peanut, and set her and ate all the peanuts she wants. And 2 months later, her mother and grandmother and all of them came back to a healing school. They've been back 2 or 3 times since then. She said, my little daughter can eat anything she wants without any kind of a problem. Now then, that's it, brother. Praise Jesus. Who paid that price for her? Why did it not work for her up until now? She didn't know. That's right, faith. She didn't know. that you have to receive these things by faith. This is a faith kingdom that we operate within. Now, we go by what we see. We go by what we hear. You know, we don't go by, it is written. But if you don't go by, it is written, you'll never see God do the miraculous things that He can do. When I went back there and laid my hands on this precious daughter of the King right there sitting beside her husband in the blue shirt, I did everything I did to that woman just like I did it to the woman down there with a burned arm, and I did it all by faith in God's Word. Can you imagine me, brother, turning to a woman that's burned like that and then making a statement, I guarantee you the King of the universe will do a supernatural healing on this woman.
Do I believe that?
Do you believe that?
Amen.
You know He can do that, don't you, brother? And see, when you and me as sons of God step out like that in bold faith, you know what it does to the King? It makes Him happy. And then He reaches over and touches that little woman and He says, well done, son. That's what I wanted to do. And you had the faith to make it happen. But I'm a faith God. And without faith, it's impossible to please me. And that's what's wrong with most of us. We don't believe anything He's written in this book. Isn't He an awesome God? Wow. Well, it's 5 o'clock, nearly 10 minutes after 5. We're going to close with a word of prayer. Then we're going to pray for everybody that needs to be prayed for. And if you have questions or anything, we'll stay here as long as necessary to answer your questions or whatever. We do not go home from a healing school until everybody's been prayed for. There is no hurry. This is what we do. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank You and praise You for this day. We thank You for Your Word. We thank You for what Jesus did for us on the cross. How He saved us, healed us, delivered us, gave us power over the enemy and everything if we can only believe it. But Lord, You also told us to stop sinning. So Lord, help us to walk holy and obedient to Your Word so we don't have to walk in sickness. Thank You, Father, for being our God. Thank You, Lord, for giving us Your Word. Thank You, Lord, for meeting everybody's need that comes today. Thank You for convicting everybody here today of whatever sin they have so when they're prayed for, they can receive whatever they come for. And I thank You for changing these people and making them better sons and daughters wherever they go from here. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.